grateful for them. Hold on. Gotta make sure I can move. There we go. Yeah. I appreciate y'all. I want to connect with you for a quick moment before I jump all the way into my sermon. So by a show of hands, who here, like the worship team, has offered your time or some kind of act in any way, whether it's helping out with City Kids or setting up chairs or organizing food? Just for a show of hands. Show of hands and look around. Yeah, you too. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It doesn't go unnoticed, and it doesn't go unacknowledged. We don't want that. Another show of hands. Who has been at CityWell for 5 years or longer? Boom, 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 boom. Okay. Keep your hands up. Keep your hands up. Yes. Okay. If you've been at CityWell 3 years or longer, I see you in the back. Ow. Okay. Yeah. Okay. 1 year or longer. Yes. And if you're here for the first time or longer. Hey, everybody, yes. Now, I'm doing that, A, because I want to, again, honor, like, what's actually been happening, right? Whether it's your first time here or whether you've been here for the long haul. We are connected. We are connected. And that's so important. We are a family community. We are a family community. And you'll hear me say that a lot. My papers aren't working with me. And maybe that's a sign, because Gloria said I shouldn't read. I was going to have my two sheets, and hopefully they'll stay. Okay. We are a family community. And you might wonder, what does that mean? So I'll tell you what it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean that we're just the cool progressive church, you know, that's like a little ways away from downtown Durham. That is true, maybe. And it doesn't just mean that, like, we have a lot of people doing a lot of cool stuff, volunteering with kids and with music and with chairs. That's not what a family community means. What it means is that we're a group of people being with people who receive the ways of Jesus as our ways of life. That's how we would say it at CityWell, I think. It means a group of people being with people who receive the ways of Jesus as our way of life. And it's so easy to kind of get lost. I think we're doing a lot in our own personal lives and in the life, the collective life of this church. We can get lost in, like, well, who are we and why does it even matter? But we are a family community, and we need to say that. It needs to be said, and my hope is that that will resonate with you, that you'll hold on to that even when you leave. Family community isn't just this, like, cool little concept I came up with, though. Okay. Family community is something that comes out of covenant. Okay? Covenant is all about family, amen? And so family community comes out of covenant. If you were able to come to the sexuality series that we've done as a part of Lent, Cleve did a great job at describing covenant, defining covenant. So I'm going to read to you what he told us in case you forgot or you weren't there. Covenant is first a relationship and a way of life that comes out of who God is. Covenant is the way Trinity relates to us, because covenant is who Trinity is. Covenant is the way the Bible names the life shared between God and humanity, and it is rooted in the unconditional and preemptive faithfulness of God, who alone establishes and sustains the covenant. So I'm going to ask our wonderful slide team to put up Jeremiah 31, 31 through 34, where Jeremiah declares, "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, 'Know the Lord,' because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more." The main part that I went really sat with, that is just, I can't let it go, is that God is making a new covenant with us, where God is our God. She is our God, and we are hers. We are her people. Being with. Not, oh, God has established these rules, and now you need to follow them. I will be their God, and they will be my people. Relationship. Being with, family, community, covenant. It's all connected. God establishes and sustains covenant with humanity. It is love, faithfulness, belonging, giving, receiving, delighting, embracing, submitting, caring, tending, honoring, cherishing, blessing. It's our covenant practices of gathering, welcoming, listening, offering. All of this is a sustained way of being that comes out of covenant, something that only God can do. It is rooted in the unconditional and preemptive faithfulness of God, who alone establishes and who alone sustains. God is love. So without God, without love, without covenant, without that, we're just doing stuff on a Sunday with people you like. And that's not what it's about. That doesn't keep us grounded when life happens. That doesn't sustain us when we get bitter and we feel unappreciated. But being with, being belonging to something that is bigger than yourself, that grounds you. That sustains you. That's who we are. God establishes and sustains covenant with humanity. God is doing some things. And out of that, we can do some things. So if I can declare, can I declare? I declare that God intends to establish and sustain a new way of life between people at CityWell that arises out of and reflects who God is, who Trinity is, what covenant is. That is family community. Okay? So what are you doing? What are you doing? I'm not asking that rhetorically. I really want you to answer that inside yourself. What are you doing? Because, again, we have folks doing all kinds of things here, great things, things that I appreciate, things that I need, things that I can't do. We have Sanctuary for Samuel. We have the sexuality series. Karen spoke. We had Cleveland Gloria have been leading that. Harper and Eric were part of that. City Babies and City Kids. The SCR team and the leadership team thinking about hiring and where we're going from here. Plug for formation conversation after here. Welcoming, counting money, setting up chairs, organizing food, planning retreats, leading worship, preaching. We're doing a lot of stuff. And I'm sure you can add on to that list, right? You're going to work, taking care of your children, trying to make this money, trying to pay off these bills, trying to take a vacation, trying to relax, going to therapy. We all have 24 hours in the day, and they all are accounted for. But aside from all that we do, how are we being with each other? How is this covenant establishing and sustaining how we are together? How are we receiving the ways of Jesus as our way of life? As we do all this stuff. Because you can get really good at doing stuff and crossing your lists off. And before you know it, you're missing the being with. I had a friend this week come to me, and she was mad at me. She was hurt by me. I had I paid off my Duke loans and wanted to celebrate. Yes, praise the Lord. To God be the glory. And I have a brunch that I'm hosting, and I knew she couldn't be there. And so I asked her just throughout the day, I'm like, hey, well, can we do something at your house and invite some other friends who we know can't be there? And she agreed. But she didn't tell me that actually didn't work for her. So she was already kind of like, but she wanted to be there for me, right? Fast forward to the actual day of, or actual week of, and she's having a really rough week. And she texts me and says, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do it. And in my busyness, I was just like, okay, well, no worries. We can do it another time, or you know, I can host it at my house. Don't worry about it. And just moving so fast, I didn't take that opportunity to say, like, oh, hey, like, what's going on with your week? How are you? And she, in that moment, didn't feel cared for. So then when the day happened and she went to UNC and I went to Duke and it just so happened to be the Duke-UNC game, right? Like, normally that's, like, trivial, but it's, like, the little things. We were just missing each other. And so we had to reconnect, right? I tell that story, again, aside from all that we do, how are we being with each other? How is this covenant that God has established and sustained, how is that covenant establishing and sustaining how we are together? How are we receiving the ways of Jesus as our way of life? Because that's what we do at City Well. That's the family community at City Well. So now on to Jesus and death, because it's Lent. Right? Yeah. John 12 said, "Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Death is this complicated, interesting part of life, and we can't escape. And in thinking more deeply about this, I started to think, well, maybe it's not like life and death. Maybe it's life, and death is a part of life. There's birth and death and more birth and more death. And all of that is a part of life. Additionally, Jesus dies for us because Jesus decides to do some things, die. We can do some things, have new life. Or another way, because Jesus has done some things, die, we can do some things, die. The season of Lent invites us to let things die. The season of Lent invites us to wrestle with our brokenness, to wrestle with the messed upness that is the world. And it's not just death unto death for the sake of death. The season of Lent invites us to let things die so that new things can come. So what needs to die, y'all? Maybe it's some of our typical notions of family and community. And I sat down to prepare, and I ended up getting caught up in YouTube videos of people being adopted, of like saying like, oh, this man has taken care of me my whole life, so I'm going to change my last name, and, you know, and always, like, the dads would weep. It was glorious. Or, like, people coming out to their parents. Like, maybe how we have framed family and community and our sort of just coming in and going out isn't established in this covenant kind of thing. Or maybe it's a well that had its time and needs to die so that something else greater comes. That's not easy. And as a well leader, I can tell you, it's not easy. And if you've been here long enough, 3 years or more, you probably know it's not easy. But maybe it's death is so new life comes. Yes, may it be. Maybe it is ageism, sexism, the way we talk about God. He's not just this big grandpa in the sky with he, him, his. That's why we were intentional to say, she rejoices over us. And it may not seem like a big deal, but in the death of that, how do we then start to understand who God is? How do we start to newly understand who we are? That God just doesn't have to be some big he-man in the sky. Maybe she is a mother who grows birth, who grows new life inside. And births it out. Like, whew, that's a whole nother message. But seriously, the example, there are so many things that we could ask ourselves. This is family community. It's hard. It's real. And when we look to Jesus to understand how we should be living our lives, it isn't just death. It's eating meals together. It's praying for one another. It's checking in on people you've not seen in a while. So maybe death is just slowing down. Not trying to be some perfect person that has to do everything so perfectly. There are many errors today. You may have noticed some of them. And that's okay, because guess what? We're here together. We're going to get through it. We're going to do some stuff later. We're going to do some stuff next week. But no one got disqualified to read or to sing or, like, we didn't know. We're grateful that you're here, and we honor what you've offered. Even if the chairs weren't perfectly lined up, that's not to say that you can't line them up. That's not to say that they weren't. That's not to say that they aren't. That's not shade. That's not shade. That's not shade. The chairs are great. The chairs are wonderful. Don't you love the chairs? But even if they weren't. Or we could use another example, like the slides this morning. They're figuring it out and making it work. But you know what? Y'all could see what was happening. I'm just saying, life happens. Maybe your child had the right foot on the left, the white shoe on the left, and the left on the right. Or maybe she spilled something on herself. Or maybe you were late and you planned to leave early. That's okay. That is okay. I'm not shading you. I'm not shading you. That's not my heart, because the heart, seriously, and I mean this without question or apology, it is rooted in the unconditional and preemptive faithfulness of God, okay? And that alone, thank you, Nathan. Yes. That alone establishes and sustains what's happening here. So it's not about perfection. It's not about perfection. It's not about earning your way. It's not about always being strong or always having the answers. The example of Jesus invites us to reimagine the standard structures and cultures that we've normalized, that we've been conditioned to accept. To imagine them dying, to create new ways, alternative ways, subversively liberating ways, revolutionary love ways of being us together. So let it die, so the beautiful things can come out of the dust. Your seeds are wonderful. We honor them. We want them. We need them. But they're not just going to stay seeds. Because unless the seed dies, it just remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces more seeds. It produces many seeds. We are a family community. Amen. We are a family community because of what God has done. And we are invited to receive the ways of Jesus as our way of life because Jesus lived and died. We are being with each other in ways that are transformative, I declare, liberating, I declare, grounding, I declare. Because God has made a new covenant with us. And instead of taking us by the hand, God is leading and guiding us from the inside. So listen to your heart. God is there. God has done some things there. This is what we are made for. It is born out of what God has done, what God is doing and what God will do. Again, it is love, faithfulness, belonging, giving, receiving, delighting, embracing, submitting, caring, tending, honoring, cherishing, blessing, gathering, welcoming, listening, offering, being. And a couple of things to leave you with. I'm wrapping up. Again, we're going to do a lot of stuff. It's not over. The fat lady has not yet sung. And truth be told, I'm not shading anyone for what you do. I'm grateful for it. We need it. And we will mess up. We will mess up. Not just organizing chairs or slides or whatever. We will mess up on each other. And we will experience harm. And we may be on the receiving side of it. We may be on the giving side of it. Because it's not about intentions. A lot of times, it's really not about intentions. You can mean all of the well and still cause harm. I did. Again, it's not about being perfect. We don't expect perfection as a part of this family community. Why? Because God doesn't expect perfection as a part of covenant. God knew that. And I want to highlight harm, because I've said this before and I think it bears repeating. I recognize that a lot of people who come through these doors, whether they stay for one service or they come once and just fall in love or whatever, so many times people come here and it's not their first time doing church. And they've experienced harm somewhere else and they come here. Whether it's a week ago, a month ago, or 10 years ago. And you show up here and you think, great, they're doing some things. They're real progressive and liberal, and you can get away with almost anything. Y'all laughing, but am I right? Or this is the cool, cool church that took in an undocumented, like, there are people that are looking at us. They're talking about us, and they're coming in and checking out what it is and what it isn't because of all the cool stuff we've done, because of the cool stuff they think we're doing. And that's not what it's about. And they can get so excited. We can get so excited in that we think, oh, they're great. They're so nice. They won't be harmful. And there are people here that I love, care for deeply. And I know they've been harmful. Myself included. But you know, another thing that we do, we love here. And we create here. And that's powerful. That is the miraculous and ordinary work of God happening day in and day out, week in and week out. And you can come and get a healing and be changed in an instant. You can also come and be healed day in and day out, and week in and week out, and month out, and year out. And before you know it, your life has been changed, and you're like, how did this happen? How did I grow? How did I change? Family community, love, covenant, being with. So we're going to shift gears. I'm going to invite the worship team back up. We're going to pray. You have your note cards. If you're the kind of if you're the kind of person who prays through writing, you can write down your prayers. But we're going to pray that God does some things. So that we can do some things. And then we'll have a time after that where we can respond to the prompt and check in and connect to more. Because this is not an easy word. You might feel a little called out. But I love you. I love this place too much to not obey what I hear God saying to me, what I hear God saying for us. Because we're doing a lot of stuff. And what I would hate to see is for us to get lost in all the stuff, cause some harm unintentionally, and before you know it, we're doing the exact same thing that we already know doesn't work. So we're going to sing, and we're going to pray. This song is Awake My Soul. It says, breathe on me, breath of God. I come alive when you breathe on me. Speak to me, word of God. I come alive when you speak. Shine on me, light of God. I come alive when you shine on me. We're going to pray this over us. May it be.